So we want to maintain a safe space on the internet for everyone to share their stories, share their experiences, get to know more about the advocacy. On the internet, people tend to forget that we are human beings on the other side of the screen, right? So we want people to be more empathetic, more kind. Try to put yourselves in their shoes. This just helps a lot in creating change.
Welcome to a special episode series of Pretty Good Podcast, recorded live at the Digital Rights Asia-Pacific Assembly in Chiang Mai, Thailand.
Engage Media is here with hundreds of changemakers from a broad range of sectors who have come together to build knowledge, collaborations, and momentum on digital rights in the Asia-Pacific.
In this series, we are featuring a number of DREPAC 23 participants working across pressing digital rights issues.
I'm Sarah from Engage Media. And without further ado, here is our episode. Today, I'm joined by Christine Chan from Filipino Freethinkers. Thin, thanks for joining us today. Could you tell us more about your work at Filipino Freethinkers?
We are a non-government organization, and we use reason, science, and secularism in order to promote human rights, in particular, women's rights, LGBT rights, freedom of expression, freedom of religion, and also digital rights. We are also a steering committee member of the Philippine Safe Abortion Advocacy Network. And so this is part of our women's rights advocacy. We work on issues like safe abortion in the Philippines, decriminalizing it, and also divorce and many other issues in the Philippines.
Yes, and it's a lot of controversial issues that are often censored in the online space, and which makes it very difficult to have productive conversations, or maybe not even just productive, just to have any conversation on it because there's no spaces to do so. Could you tell us more about the challenges you face in advocating for the issues you've spoken about?
Yeah, so we usually do our advocacy online. And for example, for safe abortion, it's very noticeable because abortion is highly stigmatized in the Philippines. So it's rarely talked about, and it's restricted as well. So if someone wants to talk about their abortion or their abortion story, they can't really do that using their real names. So for example, we do collect stories from abortion, people who have had experiences with abortion, and we do this anonymously and online.
And to people who share their stories with you anonymously and online, do they feel safe using online platforms for this, given that there is, a history of censorship and a lot of hate speech can be around these issues?
I think the online space is better for that, actually, because you can maintain your anonymity, and also we can protect them from... So they want to share their stories, especially for raising awareness about this issue and also helping the cause. We provide them the venue online to share these stories, but at the same time, we are able to protect them because we are the face of the advocacy. We face the media, we face the public in terms of this advocacy, and while protecting their identity and sharing their story as well.
And it's a very brave thing to do and very, very difficult, especially in today's climate. It's also very common in other countries to also face the same stigmas in our region, especially more conservative countries. So I'm sure here at DREPAC 23, you've already been talking to different people and organizations working on similar intersectional issues. Could you tell us more about some of the learnings or opportunities and stories that people have been sharing with you?
So there's a lot of intersectionality in digital rights and human rights. I've attended a session earlier about how women journalists and women human rights defenders are more abused, especially in the online spaces. So a lot of the problems that we have in terms of human rights, it spills over in the digital space. So that's like that's what we've been gathering and like getting to know more people who we can work with in order to fix these human rights issues that we encounter, especially in the digital space.
Is there a common trend that you're seeing amongst others working in similar spaces, even if it's from different countries, cultures, and so on?
Yeah, there's actually a lot to learn from people from other countries. Like, for example, in the advocacy for safe abortion, we have been learning from Thailand and South Korea how to replicate their wins on safe abortion in a more restricted country like the Philippines. So there's a lot of learnings to be done, especially in events like this, where you get to meet people and share knowledge on advocacy issues and like the learnings that you can gather from places like this.
Yeah, and it's so important to have these conversations, not just physically like now, but also to maintain those conversations online and that momentum moving forward. Going back to that online space, I wanted to ask, based on your experience, what can platforms and other technology that you're using to ensure that these stories are shared and collected, what more can they be doing in order to ensure that these stories are shared in the public?
Yeah, so good thing that you asked about that, because in our organization, what we do is we focus on stories and art for advocacy. And we notice that in advocacy, in promoting advocacy issues, it's especially powerful to use good stories. And it makes people empathize with the issue, with the people that are encountering these problems.
And so how have you been using the internet and online spaces to further your work?
So we do a lot of storytelling and art for advocacy. And for safe abortion, we've been gathering stories, as I've mentioned before, turned these stories into art. So for example, music, we did a collaborative project with abortion storytellers, musicians, and also mental health professionals in order to create a music album that showcases the status of abortion in the Philippines and also what we can do to envision a world where safe abortion is a reality in the Philippines. And I think the internet helps with how you can reach more people, especially the young people. And also we made music videos about of these music that we created for this album, and it's just easily shareable online, and it gets to see more people get to see it and get to empathize with the stories that we share. And this all won't be complete if abortion storytellers don't come to us and share their stories with us in order to share with everyone what exactly is going on in the Philippines and how can we help, right? Yeah, so.
Mm-hmm. And I think it's so important that you say that. And it also underlines an important point that Bishaka Data's point of view in a previous Pretty Good Podcast episode mentioned about ensuring that the internet and is safe and that we do our part to make it safe. Right now, it can be a very, I wouldn't say abusive, but sometimes it really is actually where are a lot of these marginalized stories, these controversial stories, these sensitive stories are not given the space they are to really flourish and to have productive conversations around just because of algorithms or because of hate speech and other hurtful comments that overtake the things that we actually need to talk about. You mentioned that you need people to tell their stories more and to be brave and to share and to in order for us to continue these conversations. What else can change makers, not just Filipinos, but also those in the region, what more can they do to help you in your advocacy?
Okay, so before I answer that, I just wanted to share more about how we can keep the internet a safe space. So it's actually a really good tool for us, especially in advocacy, in order to spread our message. But at the same time, we need to keep it a safe space so that more people can come to us. So we actually do a lot of holistic security training with advocates and storytellers and people who want to join the advocacy. And we teach them digital security. We teach them how the law can protect them in this fight for human rights. So this is actually, the internet is a good space for this. It's a good tool. And also it's something that we want to protect and keep safe.
So what more can regional and Filipino changemakers and advocates do to help support your work?
So we want to maintain a safe space on the internet for everyone to share their stories, share their experiences, get to know more about the advocacy. And because like on the internet, people tend to forget that we are human beings on the other side of the screen, right? So we want people to be more empathetic, more kind, be nice to, when you hear these experiences, try to put yourselves in their shoes. Imagine yourself in those experiences and just understand the situation that people are in. And this just helps a lot in creating change. So I hope that people get to share more and people get to understand more.
Yes, very inspiring words. Thank you so much, Tin, for joining us, and thank you for listening. For more episodes of Pretty Good Podcast, you can head on over to engagemedia.org/podcast. The audio version is available on any of the streaming platforms you're already familiar with. And for the video version, you can head on over to cinemata.org. Again, we'll be leaving links to anything mentioned over the course of the interview with the accompanying blog post on engagemedia.org. So I'm Sarah again, and see you in the next episode.